Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to talk about the fastest visibility-growing medium there is. And it might surprise you, actually. So we're going to talk about that in the show today. But first, I always want to give a shout-out to all of you. All of you who've taken time out of your busy day to share with me here at the show. I am so honored that you're here. So, you know, I've always said this, that I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, leave your mark. You come from that place of service. Now, perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join me on the show today. And so if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, we're going to do Biz Bites with Bonnie today, so it's going to be only a 10 or 15-minute show, and then you can get on with the rest of your day. But I'd like to give you something always to think about in your business. And I always want to remind you, too, to join us on Facebook in the group of Entrepreneur Mastery. I put the links to, you know, my website and the Facebook group and anything that I really talk about on the show. The links are all below on the show page, so you should be able to easily get there. But you know, Entrepreneur Mastery is a group on Facebook that's a place where we can all support one another and share. And I'm very active in that group. I'm in there every day. So I would love to see you there. And know that you can find the links to wherever you want to listen to this show on your favorite, you know, podcasting platform on my website at BonnieGressel.com. All of the links to the shows, you know, wherever they are, can be found there. So you just click on the icon and you can go to that directory. And I always have a free gift for you. Today I have something extra special for you, actually. I'm offering a 7-day challenge on becoming a podcast guest on the best shows to get the most visibility. That's what we're going to talk about today. So I'll put that link on the show page below as well. So now let's get into our topic. I am so excited to talk with you about this because maybe I'm biased because I do podcasting, but I have found it to be the best way to get visibility, the best networking technique, the best way to get leads and clients, you know, because leads lead to discovery calls, which lead to potential clients, and that leads to income, right? So it's just an amazing way. And the best part is, this is the part I love the best, is that it doesn't really cost you anything to be a guest on somebody else's show. So we're going to talk about that today. You know, a few years ago, it used to be that you had to spend thousands of dollars on marketing, you know, direct mail ad campaigns, buying ads in the newspaper or on TV or radio. And getting an interview on live radio was a challenge, you know, and you had to go down to the studio and it was live. I mean, there was no recording. There's a finite amount of airtime. And with live radio, if someone isn't listening at the time that your interview or whatever is being broadcast, it's gone. Poof. You know, there's no recording. There's no replay. People can't listen again. If they missed it, they missed it. And, you know, to get on radio with a personality was awesome, but it was short-lived. So today, the tables have turned. Today, things are different. With technology the way it is today and hundreds of podcast personalities who are eager to have you on as a guest is so much better than sort of the old way we used to do that, you know, in the terrestrial radio stations of the world. Those digital recordings last forever and can be replayed and sometimes even repurposed and used again in other ways. You know, the possibilities are really infinite. And best of all, you know, there's no you know, gatekeepers. There are no tests you have to pass. You don't need to take an, you know, hire an expensive PR agency to, quote, represent you. You don't need to be famous. You don't need to have a best-selling book or a huge following, or really any following for that matter. And there's no financial expense to use their platform to speak to the right audience and get your message out to the world. But, you know, there's a way to do that. Now, these podcast hosts are influencers, right? They have a platform that you can benefit from. Influencer marketing has become the fastest growing way to get your message out there in the world. It's an amazing medium to generate visibility, get, you know, leads and potential discovery calls and clients and income and build your business. In fact, a single appearance or mention even on an influencer's, on a high-level influencer's high-visibility platform has the potential to change your life forever, you know, leading you to a bigger business. Now, getting to know the influencer and making this a win-win, you know, there's a little bit of homework that you need to do, but it doesn't cost anything. There are ways to give back, ways to provide valuable content to their audience, and that doesn't have to cost a thing. But you do have to keep in mind that what's in it for them? Why would they want to have you on their show? And is it a fit with their audience? It's pretty obvious what's in it for you. You get to leverage their platform and speak to their audience. Thousands, maybe millions of people across the globe. And it provides you a credibility piece too, right? Their listeners expect great guests from their shows. And they know that the host wouldn't just have anybody on their show. They allowed you to be a guest on their show. You know, I always say that to a guest on my show that it's a win-win-win. That's what I look for. A win for the guest, a win for the host, and most importantly, a win for the audience. So having something of value to support your reason for being there and sharing your content, exposing your business to their audience is critical. Now, you know, it takes some effort on your part, you know, identifying which hosts are the best hosts to approach, you know, based on their audience and the way their show is run and how they interview and all of that. And then learning a bit about them. It can make a huge difference. It's a relationship just like anything else. And then on the day of the show or the recording of the show, you just show up. You just show up and share your message, providing great content and value for their audience from the comfort of your own home. You know, you don't even have to get dressed up. You can do it in your pajamas if you want to. And sometimes if you're working with a host who's like way across the world, it might be, you know, at the middle of the night when your show is aired for you, but for them it's during the day. However, when you record it, because most podcasts are pre-recorded, right? You do it at the convenience of both you and the host. And then it goes out to the audience at a convenient time for them. Now, the other thing to think about when you're a guest on other people's shows and building your platform from that is to have that core message. You know, having a core message generated and ready so that it can easily fit into any interview format. It's another huge benefit. If you're consistent in the message that you deliver across many interviews, several interviews, you very quickly become known as that person. That person is really a way of branding yourself. Your message has always got that core element that's the same. I mean, interviews might be obviously different questions asked, but that core message is always the same. And I think another really key thing is it's necessary for you to have a media kit on your website. And if you don't already have that, you may want to think about it, because you want it an easy way for the host, in this case, to access information about you with just one click. Everything about you and your headshots and all that sort of thing in one succinct place, making it easy for them. Just like your clients, the podcast host that you approach, you want to make it easy for them to learn about you. You don't want them to have to click through a whole bunch of different things or go search online without, you know, any information. Sometimes I'll get requests from people to be a guest on the show and they don't tell me anything about them. They don't know how they know me. They haven't given me any of that information. And I think that's a disservice. It shows that you have not done your homework. So, you know, having that media kit makes it easy for them to find out about you. And there's certain elements that should be in there so that they don't have to go searching for other stuff. So there is some effort on your part. There's no question there. But you know what? It's free. It doesn't cost you any money to do this. So if you're on a tight budget, this marketing strategy might be the ticket for you. Because really, I don't know of anything else where you can get that big of a reach, share your message with that many people, have content that you can repurpose, replay, whatever, in any other marketing medium. I just don't know of anything that comes close. So you do have some homework to do, you know, in researching the host and all of that and being a support and, you know, learning how they serve their community and how you can help them. But you know what? I think it's a really small price to pay for the visibility and the potential leads that you're going to gain from this if it's done right. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that I'm offering a 7-day challenge, and it starts very soon. It starts on Monday, the 23rd of October, but you can sign up anytime. There's no cutoff date, really. But if you take this challenge, you'll be able to, by the end of just 1 week, 7 days, identify who your ideal audience is and create that core message that's perfect for any interview format. You'll be able to identify the best podcast host to approach in your niche, you know, because you want it to be a win-win. You need to get something out of this, and so do they, and so does the audience. So really, it's a three-way win. And then you'll create a powerful media kit. If you don't already have one, or maybe you have one that needs to be a little tweaked, this media kit will help you to stand out and be a sought-after guest. So pretty soon, you'll have people approaching you. And then you'll discover how to effectively pitch to a podcast host and benefit from their established platform. Plus, you get booked on a podcast that reaches listeners in over 60 countries around the world by the end of that week, by the end of those 7 days. So there's more details on the show page link below, or you can just go to expandyourreachnow.com/guest-challenge and find more information there. It's an amazing way. It's the most amazing way I have ever found to expand my reach. And I want to share how I did it with you. So if you're interested at all in that 7-day challenge and you want to build your platform, oh my gosh, you can do a lot of stuff in just 7 days. Imagine that. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you today since we were talking about visibility and ways to do that. And until next time, I want you to remember that there is only one person in the whole world that does what you do in the way you do it. You're the only person that has those stories and those experiences and that expertise to share. So share that with the world. Let them know that you're there. So until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.